Hello, this is Jim Cleveland with Mark Austin at Mark's Celestial Studios in Dallas. This is the second of four podcasts introducing the CDs in our Souls series, now numbering four. This one is called Souls Pouring, Expressions in Dark and Light, featuring my Urantia Book-inspired spiritual poetry interlaced with Mark and Lewis Hutchison on guitar, and tracks from guest artists Richard Knox, Dan Tyler, Charlie Packard, and Frensail Garin. We've packaged 28 tracks and nearly 80 minutes of performances on this CD, and we have a rainbow of expressions here, from the joyous to the troubled, people searching for spiritual answers, sometimes believing they've found a few, and always looking for love.
Spread love instead. Hi, this is Mark Austin. I'm glad you found our next podcast. The song you just heard was Spread Love. Fear is a spiritual poison. I also like the Urantia Books statement that fear is a master intellectual fraud. I think we might also agree that love is powerful. I love this song. It features Jerry Gines on guitar. It was inspired by a celestial teacher named Elisha and a part of a prayer, the first and last verses anyway. Few persons live up to the faith which they really have. Unreasoned fear is a master intellectual fraud practiced upon the evolving immortal soul. The Urantia Book, paper 48. And now what, Jim?
I wrote this next piece while watching all the poor winter people trudging to work in snowbound Cincinnati. Many times people are lonely for love and only able to face the walls. I came from downtown on a bus full of broken dreams. People just sat and stared at the passing scene. Where they're bound, they can't tell. It casts no sheen to guide them inward for the strength that they need. There's a woman who's tired from head to feet, waiting tables, raking tips. Her world just eats. There's a man who scowls at every face he sees. Can't find a job, he's angry, wants to be a thief. Just like them, I ride the bus and come home tired, feeling just like that robot the company hired. She used to be here with a smile, but now she's gone, left me here to face these lonesome walls alone. Guess the country's where she really wants to be. Guess the city job's not what I thought it'd be. Guess I'll keep on looking for a way to see these worlds together, peace of mind, serenity. Face the walls, they're always here. Face the walls, hold in your fears. Face the walls, hold back the tears. Face the walls, you might disappear, but the walls will still be standing for another, watching over all the ways that we struggled. To get beyond the walls of fear we give each other. Face the walls, get beyond, love each other.
Things of man will come and go. Castles of sand, the tide erodes, and time reveals what angels know. Through it all, love remains. When those we love must go away, the love they leave always stay until we meet another day. Through it all, love remains. Life becomes a cruel test. In times of tears and loneliness, don't be afraid, remember this. Through it all, love remains. So dry your eyes and lose your fear, and feel the love that's always near. Let dark illusions disappear, and you'll find love remains. Love remains. Love remains. Everything must change, but
well, that was Dan Tyler, a great friend, a fine songwriter from Nashville, and a true champion of spiritual values. That's from his CD, I Am, on Intuit Records. It's called Love Remains. Well, when I set out to write the quintessential cowboy song, here's what popped out. Here's a real cowboy telling his story about them hard days for hire. He sat tall in the saddle while the moon lit the cattle, settling in with the dust of the day. If that thunder starts to rattle, them cows will all skedaddle, and he'll hightail it out on the bay. In the saddle under the moon, a lonely cowboy can all too soon start to wonder what life could have been. Could it really be any better? Got lots of moving, lots of weather, and the guys sleeping here are my friends. Cowboy's days are full of working, lots of lassoing and jerking, just listening for the chuck wagons clang. Grab a hard tack and some beans, and a tin plate he wipes clean, and he's back on the leather in the range. At the campfire he heard a joke, rolled a smoke from his poke, as they listened to the sounds of the night. At coyote howl it sounds so bleak, where they bedded down by the creek, let the crickets sing a song till morning light. Them doggies turned that fat to lean, every step to Abilene, gonna wind up on some rich man's hook, who never rode a dusty trail, but he had the money for what you'd sell, without knowing about all the struggling that it took. Wipes the sweat from his bandana, thinks about a girl named Anna, and the time they went upstairs for a ride. Her laughter rang in that cantina, and he'd do anything to see her. But it's gonna be March before he can try. A cowboy's life ain't rootin' tootin', and he ain't never done much shootin'. He's too busy tending dogies and wire. Guess a story should have romance. That's not his life, his circumstance. He's just living out his hard days for hire. A cowboy's way is temporary. He knows that now. He thinks he's savvy. Wants to find his own piece of the land. Grow a crop of corn and roots and make a home, not substitutes, with a woman love to share in his plan. He sat tall in the saddle while the moon played on the cattle. Every working one of us has a dream. A future days of love and thunder on the green grass over yonder. From here to there, that's our life, or so it seems. In these hard days for hire, chasing dreams. I wrote this verse on a day when I was especially depressed at the pollution of our air, water, soil. I hope it shows. It's called Please, Why? I saw the smog like heavy pillows of lead smother the sun, dim amber light instead. The factories belched the sweat of labored souls, filling the once blue sky with deadly dread. I said, oh God, keep them from poisoning the earth and sky and the waters so vibrant, full of life. Please, why? Can't we know we're part of all under sky? If we poison what we have, we'll surely die, and it's not so sweet by and by. I saw the garbage scows floating out to sea. Will the circling buzzards get to feed? They bold swoop in, like us, they eat with speed. The scow chugs on to fill its appointed round. The water off the bay is burying ground for all the misbegotten filth we lay around. And the earth, once full of life, stands in fear. Can't we know we're here? Not to poison what we have. We'll disappear. We'll surely die in the not-so-sweet by and by. That's what I fear. There were buffaloes one time upon the plain. Virgin forests fill the sky with towering spires. We will never see their likes again. Turned into furry dinner coats, little houses in a chain. We've destroyed nature's beauty with our fires of careless matches, careless chainsaws, greed and grain. Please, why? Can't we see the earth as our mother, child and brother, in life's great chain? If we don't try, we'll surely die in the not-so-sweet by and by. Earth won't sustain.